Writer John Pilger has been intimately involved in the case. He's one of a number of prominent people on the Assange Defence Committee. He's not banking on a happy outcome from the Supreme Court appeal in London, and he says the only other avenue of appeal via the European Court of Human Rights would be unaffordable. John Pilger claims that the US is working secretly to have Assange extradited, and there's little hope that the Australian government will intervene. John Pilger, good morning. You're not confident of Julian Assange's prospects. Why?
Because what is happening in London is really only the tip of this iceberg. If Julian Assange loses this appeal in the Supreme Court and ends up in Sweden, he's very likely to be what they call temporarily surrendered to the United States. Sweden and the US have an agreement, not very well known, that somebody like Assange can be sent on to the U.S. And if he ends up in the U.S., then he's very likely to end up in the same black hole that Bradley Manning, the alleged whistleblower, has endured over the last year or so.
You're making some assumptions there. Have you got proof of that's what's going to happen, of course?
Well, no, I'm not saying it will happen, but it certainly threatened to happen. Assange's lawyer, Gareth Pearce, is probably Britain's most celebrated human rights lawyer, has written to the Australian government describing how in so many cases the US has synchronized this onward extradition when a case is concluded. I think the fact that for the last year a secret grand jury has been meeting in Alexandria, Virginia, the home of the national security establishment in the U.S., trying to concoct a charge against Assange. Assange has committed no crime in the U.S., no crime in Britain, no crime in Australia, but especially no crime, as far as WikiLeaks is concerned, in the U.S., where it's protected under the U.S. Constitution. I mean, the Freedom of Information documents that have been revealed in this country, Australian government documents, would show Australian diplomats saying that the investigation in the United States against Assange has been unprecedented. There's no question that there is a campaign in this administration to get Assange and to close down WikiLeaks.
All right, let's go back to what the US is doing. Do you think the US is expecting to get him within the next few months?
Well, they're certainly putting in a lot of effort. It's not a done deal, of course not. He's going to a sovereign country, Sweden, if he loses, but Sweden has a record of sending on people. It's already colluded in rendition cases.
He does have one more form of appeal through the European Court, but as I understand it, he's fallen out with his previous legal team. Does he have the money to lodge an appeal via the European Court of Human Rights?
No, he didn't fall out with his previous legal team. He went to another legal team, and I was involved in that transfer. This legal team is the appropriate legal team. He's had to use lawyers that are skilled in extradition.
Now, is there some controversy over him paying his bills from his previous one or not?
There's certainly controversy. There's controversy over the size of the bills. That's the real controversy.
Writer John Pilger speaking there.